The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show. It is Saturday, March the 26th, there in America. I'm glad you can join us again this week. And in many respects, we'll be talking about some of the same concepts we talk about every week, because apparently we get new listeners every week and they don't understand some of the concepts we've already laid the predicate for. So we seem like we may be repeating ourselves, but trust me, others hear the same content and think about other questions, issues, etc. And I consistently get a raft of emails every week following the show, which is fine. If you don't want to call, that's okay. You can text me now. It's 713-581-0195. And then you can also email me at info@npross.com. And as far as calling, you're more than welcome to call in at 281-558-5738. And if you would be kind enough to tell the producer your topic, we'll let you know if we can take your call today, or maybe we discuss your topic on a future show, or I can email you off the air. In any event, before we get started, I want to make mention of the fact that, you know, when you listen today in every show and you hear topics discussed, questions asked and answered, we're giving you the latest tax information as we know it. It's not to say that we may be behind the curve a bit. You never know. It's amazing what I learn on a weekly basis about changes in the tax law that come in via one of the numerous news streams that we monitor, and it's amazing some of the things that Congress is up to, or the IRS is up to, in drafting new regulations that go along with tax legislation. Maybe it was legislation like the SECURE Act 2 years ago that now regulations are coming out, and there's a couple of items that the IRS is taking a totally different approach than history might suggest they would. And it's going to be an issue, I think, for those that are working with inherited IRAs or getting ready to receive inherited IRAs. You should connect, as with other topics you hear here, connect with your professionals, your existing professionals, and find out how those changes might affect you and yours, given your own personal facts and circumstances. So anyway, it's always interesting learning what others are thinking. And I guess one thing I would also mention that I think I saw it came in yesterday is our current Senate Finance Chairman, I believe, Bernie Sanders, has a very innovative proposal that, you know, he's decided it's time to ratchet up the corporate taxes, and he's proposing, now get this, proposing a 95% tax on the record profits of firms that apparently are raking it in the midst of 40-year high inflation, ballooning cost, and a pandemic. And he's announced or introduced the Ending Corporate Greed Act, and it's sponsored by another progressive, a couple of them, Senator Ed Markey and New York Rep Jamal Bowen. And let me just say that these three folks have never seen attacks that they didn't like. And Sanders is proposing to tax companies that make over $500 million in annual revenue, which that's quite a few companies, to tax them at 95% on their windfall profits. And, of course, God knows how they're defining windfall profits, but it's probably something akin to gross revenue, knowing how this crowd thinks. And, of course, this is only a temporary emergency measure, quote unquote, and the tax would only be in place from 2022 to 2024. And they expect that it would bring in $400 billion in just 1 year, which is a lot of money. And I'm just curious, where do you think the big companies that fall in this category of, tax abusers, I'm sure there's something wrong with what they're doing. Where do you think they're going to get the money from? You think they're going to reach into the corporate treasury and pull that $400 billion out? Heck no. They're going to raise the prices of everything they sell. And all the people that folks like Bernie Sanders and Ed Markey and Jamal Bowen claim to want to help, they're going to be paying, they're going to be forking out more money for whatever these companies sell. I'm not sure beyond Amazon. I think that's the only company I saw listed in the, well, now here's some more. So for 2021, had this tax been in place, Berkshire Hathaway would have paid $66.1 billion. Amazon would have paid an additional $28.6 billion. JPMorgan Chase would have paid $18.8 billion. Chevron, $12.9 billion. And according to Bernie, this isn't an unheard-of measure. Similar taxes were enacted during World War II and the Korean War. So I guess there's a history here, but in any event, windfall profit taxes have historically targeted oil prices and profits, and this crowd is actually wanting to tax the oil companies because they feel like the oil companies here recently have not lowered the price of gas at the pump, I guess is what they're thinking, down to a level that reflects this week's spot market, as it were, versus the pummeling that these companies have been taking over the last several months with increased oil and gas prices. Their raw material costs have gone up, and I think it's interesting. It's always interesting to see how people that have never run a business react to taxes. And I read an article, I should have saved it to read on the air today, but I read an article a couple days ago by a guy that I believe he had something to do. He was working at a gas station across the street, supposedly, from the Senate building in Washington. And he said, you know, this gas station reminds me of just how abusive the congressmen are, in that they would have their, nobody drives themselves, obviously, in Washington. They would, this station was always $2 to $3 higher than any other station in town, and they routinely would have their drivers go across the street and fill up and pay that, because who cared? You know, it was a congressional credit card, the taxpayers was picking it up. That's how these people think, and it doesn't stop there. It's across many different segments of government, and it's just amazing how they want to complain about the companies, that are actually providing jobs, providing supplies. I mean, think about what it would be like in Europe right now, or Ukraine, where people can't get the basic necessity, and Russia, for that matter. I think the Russian citizens are suffering, but I tell you what, the American citizens are suffering as a result of our incompetent leadership, and it's not over. I mean, I believe some of the data I read that indicates we're probably going to pay more due to sanctions than the targets of the sanctions themselves. When you look at our food stocks and assorted other supplies. You know, it's a small world we live in. And lest you forget that, just watch the prices of things as you're going to the grocery store, et cetera. Let's hope it's only the prices going up. Let's hope it's not the supply chain that's already proven problematic. In any event, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes with the next segment. And if you have any questions, again, 281-558-5738 or shoot a text to 713-581-0195. We'll be right back with the Be a Planner Tax Mess Show.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mess Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And while it's not in the national news, I think we had another newsworthy event of sorts this past weekend at the George R. Brown, one of my favorite old school travel agent, quote unquote, membership platforms in the real estate space, had their big annual event. I think they still call it Expo. Apparently, from the sources I've visited with since a week ago, the attendance was markedly lower. I'm not sure what that says about that space. I suspect many more people are realizing they don't need the $20,000 membership platform to invest in the most prized area of real estate, which is what I call REPs, Real Estate Private Partnership Syndications. And it's interesting how those opportunities now are very much in the mainstream, just as if you would buy your airplane ticket from directly with any one of a number of platforms, Google Flights or Kayak, etc. And you can do the same thing now with real estate private syndications, and you can do it without all the hot air and the sales huff and the things that you hear that have nothing to do with real estate. And you know, my one of my favorite targets here on the show each week is what I call, or who I call, self-made millionaire. And apparently he morphed a little bit into suicide bomber this past weekend with his keynote speech that offended pretty much everybody in the room, which is not uncommon. And I would argue that people that are acting surprised know better. You know, we've known a self-made millionaire, at least I have, for 20 years now. And you know what you're dealing with, and you accept it. It's the trade-off to have somebody that has his vast knowledge with respect to real estate. Now, you'll notice I didn't say tax law because he's got anything but vast knowledge. In fact, he falls into the category on the last half of Red Adair's famous quote. You know, Red Adair being the world famous oil well firefighter, which he said many times, if you think professionals are expensive, just try the amateurs. And for 30 years, self-made millionaire has been telling people to cash out their 401 funds and IRA funds to invest in real estate. And I'm going to suggest he has sent billions of dollars. Bernie Sanders would love self-made millionaire because he consistently tells people to rip the Band-Aid off and go send money to the IRS so you can invest. You'll get the government out of your life, which does anything but that if you do it the way he suggests. There is a way to do that, by the way. Be happy to explain that. To those of you that want to pay tax, would love to pay tax so that you can feel better about whatever you want to call it, we'll show you how to send the tax, same amount of tax that self-made millionaire would suggest, but you'll actually end up with a tax-free go for the rest of your life. And you know, one of the things we do with quite a few of our clients that we're working on right now is Roth conversions and the ability for you to take your money from your 401 or IRA and invest it in private company transactions, as those of you that know who've heard me on the air would give you an incredible savings, tax savings. And it's odd, it's ironic, and it's insane that the same group that talks about tax advantages when buying real estate or investing in real estate overlooks the most incredible tax advantage one could execute by not ripping the Band-Aid off, by using the tax code in a highly optimal fashion. And then it would actually double your financial freedom. And it's not like they don't know. I used to be a part of that organization. I've spoken many times about it. In fact, even appeared at the aforementioned expo event on a number of occasions. And I have no explanation for why they do not want to double your financial freedom by executing through that program. And yet, in spite of all that, and in spite of the racial epithets and the misogynistic comments at last week's expo, and you know, I'm sure there'll be more to come about what happened, but you know, thus far, all the members have closed ranks around self-made millionaire, and even his own quote attempt at an apology indicated that we weren't aware of the rap song that he had going on in his head that he would have been quoting from, and so it wasn't, he really wasn't any different than, you know, halftime at the Super Bowl a month ago when it was basically Thugsville took over for the halftime show. And I don't know about you, I already had enough of that from that event. I really, I'm glad I wasn't in the country at the time, so I probably would have meandered on into the expo just to see what else might have happened. It's wonderful entertainment. And I mean, again, they say that every week on the show or every day on the show at the outset and at the end that, hey, this information is just entertainment. Okay, that's fine. It's not very entertaining when some of the things were said in public with you know, no fear of retribution, no thought for who might be present. And it's sad. But that said, I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting that he'll be okay and that he'll keep the program alive. And many, many more members will come to MP Ross to get help with their retirement money and then let us work with you on how to exploit that program. Keep your head down and simply invest, because there are some other people in that program, although I haven't seen anybody stand up with any fortitude other than to say, you know, I see a lot of emails that went out this week to my clients, where all the lead partners have closed ranks and you know, suggested that, you know, it was great seeing everybody, et cetera, et cetera. It's boilerplate. It's an email that was generated by management. And they end it with, well, you know, we would be remiss if we didn't express our disgust with what happened. On the other hand, don't ask us what happened. Don't ask us any questions. Yeah, I just heard on the air not 30 minutes ago that part of being a passive investor is that you can ask any questions. Nothing's off the table. Well, this topic's off the table, apparently, because I've seen it now directly from all the powers that be, that they will not be discussing it in public. And I would just suggest to you that there were recordings made. They may not be aware of that, but there are recordings made. There are people that truly are offended, that have every reason to be, and it's just unprofessional. Again, it's just like Red Adair says, or Red Adair, you think professionals are expensive, try the amateurs. Well, they're the epitome of unprofessional in certain facets, and I would suggest public personas are one of them. But in any event, we're going to get off that topic, and I'm hoping, again, that they stay robust, they keep bringing members in, they keep telling them the wrong tax advice so that they'll find us, and we'll be happy to help. We will salvage one retirement at a time. They claim to retire people one at a time. Nothing could be further from the truth unless you were already retired effectively when you got to them. Because if you take their advice, you're not going to be retiring anytime soon, since you'll be giving away 30% of your net worth. Anyway, moving on, yeah, we talk about the five ways to make money from real estate. And I hear consistently from assorted mentors with these old school platforms that, you know, you can't make money with your 401 or your IRA. And they talk about, you know, the five ways, including cash flows and assorted, you know, equity capture, market appreciation, debt buy down, and then tax advantages, which, again, they stubbed their toe right out of the gate on tax advantages. And they even go further, though. They not only overlook the 30 to 40% of your net worth, depending on where you live, or actually it's probably 30, closer to 50 if you're in California or New York. They even stubbed their toe on the general passive activity loss rules, which, if you're new to real estate, when you join and you liquidate your 401 or IRA, you're going to run into a buzzsaw of taxes right away that following year when you go to file your return. And you've been told along the way by these groups that, hey, you're going to have all these tax advantages. Even the private placement, private company documents that you read to invest will comment on tax benefits and tell you, well, we're going to do cost segregation. You're going to get all this extra depreciation. Well, that's fine if you've already got some passive income from real estate. That would be great. That would be welcomed. But when you're just getting started and you have no passive income, you will not be getting the benefit of tax deductions. And so you need to be aware of that before you cut loose of all your money and invest in transactions. And so, you know, one of the things we do, in addition to working with, in general, real estate taxation, retirement plan taxation, private syndications, is we help model your go forward so that we can tell you, okay, this is how much you might expect to get in deductions. This is how much you might expect to be able to use right away, which is zero in most cases. But then we'll show you when and where those can be utilized, so that as you start exiting transactions, or maybe you hit a grand slam on a refinance, you know, the partnership that you're in is somehow able to get you, you know, more than you put in on a refinance, which is possible, you'll know what tax is coming. And of course, you'll never hear that a refinance will cause you to owe tax. That would never be discussed at any of these groups because, again, they're amateurs when it comes to tax reporting. And you know, they would be shocked to learn that there are situations where a refinance creates taxable income. And of course, it's one that I don't have much sympathy for the client or the taxpayer on, because that means they hit a double grand slam, if you will, and so they're going to pay tax. Okay, great. You know, you did better than what most people do. And so, you know, it's a welcomed situation were that to happen to you, but not if you don't plan. And if you go reinvest all your money right away and you don't time it right, you know, you're going to be hurting for the ability to pay the tax. In any event, let's go. I'll tell you, it's time for another break. Let's take another break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk more about the 401 trust and the opportunity not just to make money but to save significant tax dollars. And we'll be back here in a few minutes with the Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Always coming up to me and asking, what's your secret? With all you do, your attitude just seems to be so good. How do you keep it? Well, I'm not the Dalai Lama, but I'll try to offer up a few words of advice. You better get to living, giving. Don't forget to throw in a little more.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BePlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BePlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
I am a seeker and you are a teacher. You are a reacher, so reach down. Reach out and lead me. Guide me and keep me. Shelter of your care each day. Cause I am a seeker and you are a keeper. You are a leader, won't you show me the way?
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And I was just briefly talking about the 401 trust strategy that we use with those of our clients that can qualify. And it gives you the ability, for those of you that are thinking you want to start investing in the real estate space, specifically the private company, private partnership syndications, buying multifamily apartment buildings or investing in office buildings or retail buildings. Most of our clients look at the apartment transactions. That seems to be the better option for the lower hanging fruit, I guess you might say, in terms of reviews or returns, I'm sorry. And, you know, you go to these events that are put on by assorted platforms. They get you all revved up and wanting to get started. And then you think about, well, gee, where am I going to get the money? Because, you know, you're going to these events and it seems like you're the only one there. You're the odd man out or odd woman out in terms of the money. And, of course, you're going to hear a lot of talk about, well, you know, you've got the money to invest. It's just not deployed correctly. And we agree. You know, you may have some equity in your home that is making you 0% return. And of course, you'll learn, and I think correctly so, that, you know, debt in and of itself is not a bad thing. It's what's the reason or the rationale for why you took out the debt. And if you're taking debt out to go make 10 to 30% a year, which is the range that I see consistently on these real estate private partnerships, that's not a bad thing. And then moreover, look at whatever retirement funds you have. And before you let HR tell you that, oh, you can't access that money unless you're old, 59 and a half, which now that I'm within a strike point here of 62, 59 and a half looks pretty good, right? But in any event, they'll tell you, well, you don't qualify because you're not 59 and a half to access your funds, or you would have to sever or terminate your employment, which you're probably not at a point you're ready to do that if you're considering investing in real estate. I'm going to assume you're like many of our clients that come to us in their 50s where they've got $300,000 or $400,000 in a retirement account or several, and they're already starting to run the math or hearing more and more people like me discuss this, quote, longevity risk and tax rate risk, the two top risks that most people headed into retirement. At some point, you're going to start thinking that away. None of us in our 40s do, or very few do. I've got several clients that are in their 40s, and they are remarkable in terms of, you know, looking forward and realizing that, hey, unless we get on a trajectory that gets us more money, we're not going to get there. And so, and of course, you have to understand what the life expectancies have become due to medical technology and assorted other things. And, in America, at least, our projected life expectancies, IRS just updated their tables recently to show 85 to 86 years is the male life expectancy, 87 to 88 is female. And, you know, those ages, by the way, don't mean that you're going to enjoy life throughout your life expectancy. There's little things that fall into the category of long-term health care struggles and cost and chronic illness, et cetera. And so, you know, you may be paying $10,000 a month to some company or some body for your monthly care, and you know, that doesn't get picked up by Medicare or Medicaid until you've spent down most of your resources as a family. And so what happens is one spouse may end up in bankruptcy because they had to spend their retirement funds to take care of the other. Very sad situations. And so, you know, when you hear sort of these platforms talk about retiring people, look, they're not talking about retiring you with the $3 million that you really need to have in your wealth accumulation buckets to know that you are absolutely assured of a reasonably good retirement. They're talking about just being able typically to pay next month's bills. Well, that's a lower level. And I've heard it mentioned on Self-Made Millionaire Show, $60,000 is the level that they're seeking, and his math would bear that out once you understand the math behind it, which we'll show you, by the way, if you'll go to the BAPlanner.com website and scroll to the bottom. You'll see a math illustration, a 401 math illustration. Be happy to run one of those for you if you would submit our intake forms, which the link is right there at the top right. And I'll show you the math, and I will bother to ask you, how much money do you have to get started, and how do you define retirement? Those are the two silent questions you never hear asked from the front of the room when there's a very loud proclamation about retiring you in 5 years, or even better, now they can do it in 2.5. Marvelous. I don't have one client, a member of that platform, that has retired in 2.5 years, and I'm not suggesting there may not be some anomalies out there, but if they did, they had significant retirement wealth already, or wealth generally. You know, $1 million or more is where you would be able to generate $60,000 a year after tax, and I can show you that math. It's not hard. And by the way, I agree on the math with respect to these platforms. It's just the math doesn't yield the result they want to say it does. I'll show you what the math yields, and you'll be shocked at how much your retirement wealth can catch up if you use the right tax code to execute. And that's what we want to help you do. In any event, so, you know, I hear people talk about, you know, on the different shows that are on this station and others, they're interviewed by people that supposedly have done it before, although I would question how many of the interviewers actually took significant sums of money out, because it takes a certain kind of person that's willing to liquidate $1 million retirement account and pay the $350,000 to $400,000 in taxes without stopping to think, well, maybe there's a better way, and then exploring or digging deeper to find that answer out. But in any event, the reason that most people, including my own clients, want to take money out of their 401 initially is so I can control my money and invest in real estate, or more real estate, as the case may be. And so my comment when I get those questions, and they haven't done it yet, and they're oftentimes coming in off these platforms like Self-Made Millionaire has, and I'll say, well, did you ask the people running that program if you should take your funds out and pay tax on the liquidation? And of course, the answer I usually get is, well, that's why I'm calling you, because they do say that. And I know they say it because I've seen it many, many times over the last 20 years. And it's like I say, they are probably, if you could put all the people together that they tell to do that, they'd be one of the biggest taxpayers in America, would be my guess. And it's not just in the first year, it's the ensuing 30 years where you would have made, in the illustration I show there at the BeAPlanner.com website, $350,000 account if you don't rip the Band-Aid off and pay the tax, but rather you invest it in the same transactions that they're telling you are going to change your life and give you financial freedom. You will see that money, using their assumptions, not mine, I'm using their assumptions, will generate $25 million approximately over the next 30 years. It is lottery type winnings, and yet you will not know you won the lottery because nobody's telling you here on the front end, don't do it, because it's going to cost you a lot of money. They may refer to the tax that it's going to cost you in year one, which on $350,000 is roughly $95,000 to $100,000 in tax, which is bad enough. But, you know, the reason we invest is to compound our wealth. And when a dollar goes to the IRS, last time I checked, I believe it's still the same, they pay you 0%. So there's no compounding. So when I calculate that $25 million number, I'm assuming that you didn't send the money to the IRS, you put it into more transactions, and you left it there, just like you would leave it in the IRS trash can had you paid it in. Same assumptions that Self-Made Millionaire is using. The difference is the outcome. And you will generate twice as much financial freedom if you execute over the best optimal tax code. So, you know, learn how to access your retirement money optimally to invest in real estate private partnerships and double your retirement lifestyle, get tax-free or low tax income for life, depending on how we structure it, depending on whether we do a Roth conversion. It can all be tax-free if you do it the way I suggest you do it. It'll never be tax-free. In spite of what they tell you when you go to the workshops and the case studies, it's a constant game. I call it serpentine after the In-Laws movie back in the day. Alan Arkin and Peter Falk, cute little scene there in Central America where they're dodging bullets on the tarmac, and Peter Falk refers to serpentining, zigzag, right? Well, that's what we can do with passive real estate losses, but it doesn't involve the financial freedom that the alternatives do. And when you've got to go buy another transaction because that's the only way to offset gains on the prior one, at some point, that's where you'll find yourself. All of a sudden, you're realizing, well, gee, I thought I was going to get to use this money to live on, when in actuality, you've got to feed the beast, that tax income that's coming in, which is a great thing. It's just you can't use it or all of it. You can use part of it, but it gets to be a game. It's a snowball that keeps building, And, yes, if you get to the end of your life under the current tax code, you will be able to get a step up in basis, or their heirs will get a step up, assuming the laws don't change, which, you know, the Biden administration has been looking to do that. But don't think for a minute that that doesn't come at a cost. There's got to be some professional valuation work to get there on step up in basis. And, you know, when we hear the stories on the radio, nobody bothers to mention gap between, you know, the last day you're alive and the first day that your heirs receive those assets, and what value they get to take them at. And, you know, the step up in basis is like a wonderful tax device, but, you know, assuming it's still with us much longer, there's nowhere you can go to get the value, like by looking it up online. That's not how private placements work. And thankfully, that's not how they work, because that same concept is why we're able to take significant discounts when we're doing Roth conversions on the value, which you've heard me talk about. And if you haven't, you can go back and listen to some of the shows in the archive here on KSEV. And, you know, the benefit, the beauty of real estate private partnership syndications is that they have the ability to generate significant returns, but they're not guaranteed. And you may say, well, gee, Nathan, why is that a significant benefit? Well, unlike an oil and gas well, an apartment building, I'm not going to say it has a definite guaranteed outcome, but we basically know within the bounds what a building in any particular city and any particular submarket in a city is capable of generating. You know, the National Apartment Association, the Texas Apartment Association, the Houston or San Antonio or Austin chapters, they track pretty much every building in their area. And so you know generally what that property is capable of yielding. And hopefully the lead partner, the syndicator, the sponsor, whatever you would like to call that party, it's all the same in our world, that you invest with, maybe they can get an extra percent out of that building. And that's an amazing amount of value when you talk about a refinance or a sell, because the net operating income is what dictates the value. That combined with a cap rate, but you don't have a lot of control over the cap rate. In fact, you have no control over the cap rate. You do over the net operating income. So that's the piece that the successful lead partner will focus on. We'll continue here in a minute. Let's take another break. We'll come back to the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, here in a few minutes.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
Big dreams and faded dreams.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what we do exactly with regard to tax planning and real estate private syndications, because I know those of you that are listening, if you're not aware of what a real estate private partnership consists of, it's an eye-opener on multiple fronts, and you know many of you will be shaking your head thinking, geez, how do people turn over several hundred thousand dollars to people they don't know to go invest in these buildings? And I guess there's a progression of understanding how these properties make money, and you get a little bit more comfortable with the basic business model, and then, you know, from there you'll start to get more comfortable with some of the personalities perhaps that are doing syndications, and you'll realize that it's absolutely possible and feasible for you to invest your funds in projects that you qualify for. There are some rules that the SEC has, and we help you both from an educational standpoint, and then we don't pick your investments for you. We're not a registered investment advisor. We are CPAs that understand cash flow and understand tax effects, and we will help educate you on specific private partnership syndications where you will know before you decide to start looking in earnest and doing further due diligence which ones not to spend your time on, because the pro forma math metrics that they project or they target are not in the range that would meet your objectives. And by the way, before I go on with that, I want to just circle back on one issue about the 401 and the concept of tax optimization. And I hear on the radio, fact it was on again today, I believe I heard it, with respect to the platform that is here in Houston that does a lot of things right. Don't get me wrong. Like I say, I'm rooting for them. But I hear self-made millionaires say over and over again that doing the same thing over and over again is what a loser would do. I've heard that. I you know, sometimes you can't believe the words that come out of his mouth, right? Including last weekend. But the point is, why would you consistently tell people for 30 years, he even admits to it, for 30 years he's been telling people to not count on your 401 and your IRA, when in fact most families' net worth is tied up in a 401k account. And so, you know, I understand the failure of the traditional 401, the big company 401. I understand the failure of the IRA, self-directed IRAs. You know, you hear people with assorted investor platforms talking about using your IRA to invest in these transactions without explaining that if you do that, the IRA is going to pay income tax. And then you're going to pay tax again when you take monies out on leveraged real estate transactions. Never hear that. And, you know, you hear all the stories about people that turn $100,000 into, you know, $2 million, and they never once mention that they paid the UDFI tax or the unrelated debt financed income tax that would have applied. And so you really got to listen carefully, and you got to understand that just because somebody acts like they know what they're talking about, or they mention how many doors they own, which is a common one, and you have to ask, or you should ask, you mean you own 100% of, you know, 4,000 doors, or you own 0.008%, or maybe you're the lead partner and you might own 20% because the lead partner was given a 20% promote. Anyway, just understand, just listen, soak it up. Circle back to someone like us that can tell you the reality. I was a member of that platform. I've been a member of several platforms. I can tell you where the soft spots are. I can tell you where the credibility is. And I'm going to suggest, again, if you got the extra 20 grand, go join them. We'll be happy to help steer you. And that's really what it's about, because they won't steer you. And don't fall prey to the fact that, you know, the investments that they're allowing through their platform or other members, where the last thing they're going to do is suggest that you don't invest with, you know, transactions that are brought in on their platform. In any event, so essentially what we try to do is we will help you find investments that qualify for your status, whether you're accredited or non-accredited. These are SEC terms, and we will analyze the math. We'll make you aware of what you're signing up for, and then we will help monitor, report, et cetera, throughout the life of that investment, which is probably a 5 to 6, 7, 8 year time frame to where you see the fruits of those investments. Collaterally, on the tax side, we're looking to you know, look at strategies. We have over 90 tax strategies, tax planning strategies that we focus on, and we can take your tax return and apply those strategies to what your facts and circumstances seem to yield in a way that will maximize deductions. We may need or suggest that you undertake some legal entity structures to best accommodate what you're trying to accomplish with you and your family. We obviously look at retirement strategies, and again, the 401 trust is one of the biggest that I know of in terms of making a meaningful impact. And then we're also looking at insurance and asset protection. Might have some international transactions that you're interested in, you know, that you bring us to look at. There's many niche specific strategies and advanced strategies that can be applied if you're one of the mass affluent where you've got enough money to seriously need to do some things to protect it from a tax standpoint. And you know, there's many things that apply. Yeah, if you've got $150,000, $200,000 in taxable income, that's when you kind of start to see some of the things that could be done, where if you just knew, you would execute differently. And, yeah, we don't do it just because, you know, we want to save tax money. That would be a reason as well, but we're doing it because we want you to be able to use that, what I call tax leverage, to invest. And it's leveraged, unlike the mortgage on a piece of real estate, you don't have to pay this back. It's like an interest-free loan, and your heirs will worry about paying it, and we'll help them reduce the taxes that they will have to pay at that time by smart decisions as you know, we go through life. In any event, for the, again, those of you that want to work with us, go to beaplanner.com, BEAPLANNER.com. Fill out the intake forms. I've also got a schedule a call link right there next to the intake form link. You're welcome to schedule a call even before you fill the forms out if you want, but I you know, the ability for us to give you specific answers will be limited until we have that information, because we do need to know something about your facts and circumstances. But in any event, I'm glad you could tune in this week. We're at the end. As usual, I always have fun doing the show, and even though I got to get up at 3 a.m. to do it, it's still enjoyable at the end of the day, along with some coffee. So anyway, we will see you back next week, or actually we'll see you back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., Syndication Mass Show, right here on AM 700. KSEV.
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEV.